is for us. And if you want to follow, you know the text very well is 1 Corinthians 11, but I'm going to start out in Luke chapter 22, verse 15. Because there Luke tells us that Jesus tells his disciples that I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Now we know that the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the time to sit down. Time to sit down with his disciples and share the Passover meal. Something he had eagerly wanted to do. And it is in that night, during that last meal, that Jesus teaches the disciples the powerful symbols of salvation. That whenever they come together as believers and share the bread and the wine, they are to remember. It is so easy to forget. And Jesus has spent 3 years trying to teach disciples about the kingdom of God and his salvation through parables and discussions. Yet these very tangible symbols that he leaves them with, that they may remember. Many of us know it intellectually and can explain it theologically and discuss it. Salvation. But when it comes down to these symbols that lays the foundation for a community of believers, this is where it starts. That when we get together as a community of believers and remember Christ and his salvation by sharing and by partaking in these symbols, that's when we move from being individual believers to becoming a community of believers, a fellowship together. These are the symbols that confess us to Christ. Building community, a Christian community, starts with these symbols, but they are that. They are merely symbols. Powerful, but symbols. Salvation, we know, lies in God, not in the bread and wine. We don't, in the Adventist Church, have sacraments. The bread and the wine are not holy by themselves, but they are symbols to remind us of God's redemption to us all. Through these symbols of salvation, Christ is drawing us closer to his heart and making it easier for us to focus and remember his salvation. Not just in our minds, but he actually invites us to taste and see that his salvation is real as the bread and wine we consume. Jesus, we know, took the bread, prayed, and broke it, symbolizing how his body was broken for us. That because of our broken world and in our brokenness, God sends his Son to die for us, for our sins, and gives us that new covenant with the sharing in the wine that symbolizes his blood shed for us. How the sacrifice of one man, Jesus Christ, means the redemption of all who accepts his salvation. The symbols are strong. The symbols are powerful. Bread and wine. Bread and wine. And we read in John chapter 6 that Jesus himself calls himself the bread of life. Bread. Bread. A stable, sustaining food that we know is present in all cultures, is accessible regardless of your economic background. There's nothing elitist about bread. It's not out of reach, but it's that bread, that life-sustaining, stable bread. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. I am the one that gives life. And similar, the symbol of wine, symbolizing blood, that blood that's flowed through us, giving us life. Both of these are symbols that are about death and life, blood shed and body broken in death, that we may have life through his blood and through his brokenness. That is simply his amazing plan of redemption. Eat this bread and drink this wine to remember me. To remember me, Jesus says. And do we need reminders in our church, in our culture, in our lives today? We set our mobile phones to remind us of appointments, to remind us to do simple things. We set reminders in the kitchen. We set that kitchen clock to when we're going to take the food off the oven. We are constantly putting reminders in our lives to remember. We get that email reminding us to pay the bills. Our lives are filled with daily reminders of actions that need to be taken. But here Jesus turns things around, and instead of a reminder for an action, Jesus gives us an action that we may remember. Because we need reminders of God's salvation, and communion takes us back to remember that night. Remembering that night where Jesus shared a meal with his friends, his disciples, that in the midst of what was to come, he took the time to sit down and eat, inviting them to take part in this new symbols that will build his community of church, his community of believers, through these symbols of salvation that binds us together in a community, and that together we in communion recognize our individual and collective need for salvation. Through these symbols of bread and wine, Christ is drawing us close to his heart and making it easier for us to focus on salvation. That we today can be reminded that in this broken world, Christ overcame the world, and we will one day again sit at his table and share in the bread and wine. I believe we need reminders. And here, the symbols of salvation provides just that, a symbol for us to remember God's salvation and to taste and see that his mercies last for generations. It starts here at this table of grace for us as individual and as a community. This is what binds us together. That we share in communion with each other transforms us, takes us out of our own ego, and brings us together in a fellowship of believers. We may differ on many things when we discuss theology, but this, partaking in these symbols, grounds us in the community of believers. This is from where we build a church of believers. From his redemptive sacrifice on the cross and resurrection, from his broken body and blood poured out to redeem us from sin. This is where everything changes on who we are. We are not an interest group. We are not a country club. We are a church. And we are reminded today of God's leading in the past, just as we heard with the young reading of the Bible today. We are reminded of how God has led us in the past and his grace over our lives, that we have a future in the kingdom of God the Father. My prayer is that as Hemel, as a church here in Hemel, that we will continue to build authentic community where we live out an authentic Christianity that are symbolized in these symbols of salvation, remembering that it is through God's grace that we are saved, not our own merits. We are not saved by eating the bread or drinking the wine, but these symbols focuses us to acknowledge and to remember our Savior and his sacrifice for each of us. Because we are each precious, we are each adopted into his kingdom. We sometimes forget that communion is not for the perfect. Communion is not for those who have it all together. Communion is for all of us who need Jesus Christ in our lives. And God invites you today to taste and see that he is good. Come and surrender yourself at the table. Let God's grace saturate you and your senses as you eat the bread and drink the wine. May you taste the symbols of salvation in a very real and tangible way. None of us, in our brokenness, deserves God's gift of salvation. That is why the invitation to his kingdom is a gift. And accepting it, we constantly need reminders, when we have accepted God, of his grace regularly in our lives, that we not forget, but that we remember. And that is what communion is. Simple symbols with a powerful meaning. This is what Christ tells us that we must do to remember him. By partaking, we acknowledge our need for God's grace and save us, that we are part of his community of believers. And I invite you today to take your time. Let the symbols of salvation speak to you. This is not a celebration about how good we are, but this is a celebration of how good God is and how much all of us needs him as our Savior. As an Adventist church, we practice open communion. That means in practical terms that all who confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior are invited to take part in communion. Communion is not about church membership, but it's about confessing to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and as my Lord and Savior. And we do this today that we may remember, that we may never forget. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, thank you that you have given us an action to remember. Thank you that you have given us communion, that we can come together as fellow believers and know that this is where it starts. This is about you, your goodness, and your salvation. And as we move into the communion, help us to remember in humility as we serve one another. Remember your sacrifice, your resurrection, and your promise to us. God, may we taste and see your goodness in our lives today. Amen. In the Adventist Church, we also believe in practicing foot washing like Jesus did. And so today, if this is the first time you're here or you haven't seen that before, if you're an adult or a young person, you're welcome to go with the women in here and with the men climbing the stairs to the upper room. We're going to ask that the deacon and deaconesses serve you and help you and guide you through, but you are welcome to join if you've not been part of that as well. If you choose not to partake in foot washing, I invite that you'll just remain here in reverence as we have something for the children, that they'll come up here and we will talk with the children when the adults are going for foot washing. I'll be with the children today. And as you hear Karen play the piano and we start singing, make your way back into the sanctuary and we'll come in and partake of the bread and wine. So I'm going to ask you, let's go to our separate for foot washing, the gentlemen upstairs and the ladies in the room.